This is a question that's similar to one that I answered just before, but there's a nuance to it that's useful. I was interested to hear the definition of mental formations as volitional. When I look at my mind, it sometimes seems like an undirected random generator of flashing images and unbidden thoughts, sometimes embarrassingly perverse. I can only rest easily when I recollect not-self. Could you help me reconcile that with volitionality? So that I think with the, just as I was saying, that the, much of the images and thoughts that pop up in the mind, are more like the perceptual process, trying to sort of figure it out, association, and then thoughts being generated, and there's a spectrum of weak or stronger volitions, but it is really helpful to be bringing to mind that the characteristic of not-self. Because if those thoughts were ourself, boy, that's really embarrassing to have a self like that. So that it's a lot easier to let go of and just, okay, this is it. That's the nature of these thought processes of mind, and that's what the mind does. And but then as we become more again part of a volitional formation is also mindfulness. A volitional formation is also discernment, so that as we apply those, then the mind starts to settle and become more clear.